Again, 662-704-0660.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. I want to start out by saying thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be obedient to God and to share with you the kingdom ministry of God to your life. I always say this, and I say this because it's in my heart. Always, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to come into your home and your automobiles and share with you the love of God, the agape love, the love that God loved us with, that God covered us with, that God graced us with. That God stayed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. The love of God, the royal law in the kingdom. The love of God, the love that God loved His people with, and what He desired, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and all that's within us, and love one another. That's the royal law of the kingdom. That's the law. Just like God gave Moses law to the children of Israel to share with men the world, and God gave some laws to Adam to share with the world too. And that's one of those laws of God, original law that God gave. He gave them in there a royal law. But one law is the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. He's the law that God gave Adam. What law He gave Adam, you know, just like He gave, you know, all of them instructions and all of them laws. And all of them to Adam, to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to the children of Israel, to Christ, to us. What law, you know, what are the laws of God, you know, God's word, what God's saying, what He's saying. And the law that He say, His word is law. Whatever He speak, His word is law. And any word that you transgress, that He speak or that He's spoken, that's called transgression of the law. That's what sin is. Sin is the transgression of God's word. But there's a law boy in the kingdom of God that God established before the foundation of the world, law of life that's in Christ Jesus, that's a law. That's a spiritual law in the kingdom. You know what the Bible say in the book? It say that law, the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh, then God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, watch this, and condemned sin. Didn't condemn us, condemned sin. But there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now watch this important part. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. That's a law in God's kingdom. You know, that's life in God's kingdom. That's not, you know, physical life. That's not man of life. That's not, you know, natural life. You know, that's not the life of the soul, the emotions, the mind. That's the life of God. Life the way God lives and life the way God originally intended for you and I to live. That life that Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life and I am life. And I come that you might have life and whosoever believes in him, not perish but have eternal life. All that life right there, that's Zoe life. That's the life of God. That's the life the way God lives and the life the way God intended for you and I to live. This is, I don't hear the music, but it's all right. It's intended for you and I to live. And that life, friend, that life in Christ Jesus sets you free from the law of sin and death. And that kind of life is obtained in our lives, you know, by one thing, you know, and that's by... That life is in Christ Jesus. That life, you know, is a gift from God. That life is something that you and I can never earn. I don't care what you've done. I don't care the best you can. You can clean up everything, man, and don't commit no sins or nothing. And from here on out the rest of your life, that still wouldn't do. Why? Because you're not ready. And the penalty for that, the sin that we've already committed, that's death. That's separation from God. And eventually separation from his body. And eventually, man, is never ever reconciled, eternally separated from God. The Bible calls that hell. And you and I were born in there. Conditioned to live that way, trained, brought up, taught to operate, man, according to the law of sin and death. That's a law too in God's kingdom. The soul that sinned shall surely die. That's why, man, we got God's got a plan of getting rid of sin in our lives. Well, sin is tough, man. You got to watch that. You got to watch that devil too. You got to watch, man, you know, especially us ministers like myself, you know. I share with you the grace of God. And sometimes, boy, that you know, you can misunderstand that and take that the right way, the wrong way, you know, and think that grace, man, it covers your sin and that's it. No, you think that ain't it. That ain't it. It covers your sin. Why? Because you were born in sin and Satan in iniquity. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. So you need that. You need that's the grace of God. That's God coming down here, man, and saving you instead. That's a gift from God. Why? Because you were dead and trespassing in sin. And when you were dead and trespassing in sin, he came down here looking for us, and he found us, and that's what he found us. And he redeemed our life from that destruction. And then after he redeemed our life from that destruction, man, he rose, man, on to the Father, the universe, and say, now all power is given unto me. All the powers of heaven, all the powers of the earth, even power over death, the powers under the earth. And then he stood on the bottom of the universe and said to you and I, the mankind here, this yours. This is what God gave you. And the enemy stole it from you. And I came in to get it back, to give it, to redeem your life from that destruction, and to give it back, man, to who it rightfully belongs to. What? You. Give us back what? Dominion. Sovereignty. Royal power. Give us back our righteousness. Give us back our peace. The peace that passes all understanding, that the world can't give and the world can't take away, boy. The peace that a man will make you know that everything is all right in the midst of the storm, man. When your back is up against the wall, when you don't have no way out, man, you can know that you know that you know. I'm talking about personally. Down on the inside of you, that everything is all right. That's the Lord, the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. They set me free from the law of sin and death. Because I found out some things. I found out, man, God's original law. I found his original law. Your desire, man, is to please him, man. When your desire is there, then you come out of sin. What sin it is? Sin is a transgression of God's word. And that all of us transgress God's word. That's where the grace comes in. Anything that God says, all the things that we do, the conduct and the manner of life and the way we live and the breaking of the laws of Moses and all the Levitical laws, you know, that God gave and all the things that's on this world, man, that still and destroy. Oh, they're not, man. They're not sin. That's a result of sin. And the thing that we do, that's a result of sin. What sin is when we transgress God's word? His command. What is command in prayer? This is what God's word says. This is the original transgression. This is the sin, not sin. Jesus didn't come to die for the sins of the world, but for the sin of the world. All the things that you do and commit, those are the results of sin. What's sin again? Transgress God's word. Everybody on this earth have it? So if you transgress God's word, the penalty for that is death. He told Adam, boy, the day that you disobey me, it ain't had nothing to do with no apple and no tree, you know, nothing like that, man. It's really, man, Adam went against God's word, what God told him. God told him, man, be in my image, be in my likeness, rule and reign, man, and subdue and have dominion over all the earth, man, and make it on earth just like hell. And don't eat off, man, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He transgressed, man, the law. That's the sin. By one man's sin, that happened into the whole human race. He was so mad to the free gift of God by the writing of one man, the redemption and the restoration has been restored back to the earth. Oh, that is great. But what that does, that's the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. When he came back to this earth, man, he came back with that life that Adam lost. He ate off that tree and he died. Spiritually, he's separated from God now. He ain't in the Garden of Eden no more. He out in the wilderness. And he gave his sovereign dominion and royal power over to an unemployed sheriff. A wicked angel that went to him. And boy, Jesus Christ came, make a long story short, man. Jesus Christ came, man, according to the Bible chronological folks, 1,000 years later when the setting was right, and took back, man, that sovereign to dominion and royal power. When the devil cleansed us up from all our unrighteousness, man, hung, bled, and died, man, taught all the original laws of God, the original life, and the original plan and purpose that God has for our life. For 3.5 years, one message. not only the redemptive work of God, man, but the restoration work of God. The restoration of God's kingdom back upon the earth.